有一些祷告。主啊，我们带着一个敬畏的心，主，我们来到你的面前，主，我们低头匍匐来敬拜你，主，我们也感谢和赞美你，因为都是你的恩典把我们召集在你的面前向我们说话，借着主你自己的话把你向我们启示，让我们可以真的认识你。主啊，求你帮助我们，请你洁净我们，请你遮盖我们，请你开通我们心里的耳朵，使我们可以听见你的恩言，因为你的话就是生命，你的话就是能力。主，我们是靠着你的话活在这个世上，主，就求你把我们所需要的话，更把你要对我们所说的话就向我们说，让我们听见了，让我们刻在我们的心板上，让这些话就成为我们自己的一部分。主，你带领我们，主，你除去我们一切的软弱，你释放我们，主，让我们可以敞开我们的心到你的面前。主，你就把你的话，把你的祝福从天上丰丰富富的倾倒下来，让我们每一个人得着你的话，让我们每一个人，主，因着你的话在我们心里，我们就被你改变，我们就能够越来越像你自己。愿你的名在我们当中能够得到荣耀，得到称颂，得到赞美，我们把一切的颂赞都归给你，靠主耶稣基督的名。好，我们刚刚过了新年，Past the New Year， 因为前两天我们大家见面的时候都要说新年好。
So the past few days we all have to say Happy New Year to each other。
或者说新年快乐 ，Happy New Year。
Happy New Year。
但是当我们真的来想说新的一年我们能够更加快乐吗
？But let's think about it. Are we really happier this New Year？
有什么事情让我们在新的一年里面能够？快乐。
Is there something in the new year that can make us happier?
能想出来吗？
Can we think of something?
是，经济呢？是就业率呢？是这个国家的政治？还是我们周围发生的事情？还是在我们身上发生的事情？哪些事情能够让我们快乐？
What are things that can make us happy? Is it finances? Is it politics? Is it things happening around us or in our personal life?
其实我们会发现，其实虽然是新的一年，但是呢，每一件事情都没有什么改变。
Here, nothing has changed.
每天太阳还是照常的升起，地球还是照样的运转，我们每天还是坐同样的车去上班，每天呢做同样的工作，上同样的学校，接触同样的人。
The sun still rises and falls, and the earth keeps turning. We ride the same car to work. We do the same thing.
日光之下没有新鲜的事。
Under the sun, there is no new thing.
一切。都是旧的。
Everything is old.
而且呢，更伤感的是，变得更旧了一年。
The sadder thing is, it's an even older year.
如果你买车的话，2012年的型号已经是旧的型号了。
If you buy a car like a model that's 2012 is now old.
如果你数算自己的年纪呢，你又长了一岁。又老了一岁，又旧了一年。
You're older one year.
如果我们没有信主的话，这就是我们要面对的现实。
If we don't believe on the Lord, this is the reality we have to face.
正如诗篇第九十篇，摩西告诉我们所说：“我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可以到80岁，我们可以从神再借来10岁。”
Just like Psalm 50 tells us. Moses 90 tells mm-hmm. us. If we are strong, we can live up to 70 years. If stronger, 80. That's the extra 10 years God may give us.
但是这其中可惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而逝。
But all this is vanity, and all the years we have is sweat and labor on with bread for our bread.
这是我们不信主的情形。
And this is our condition when we are not believing the Lord.
但是如今我们信了主，情形就完全不一样。But
after we believe the Lord, our conditions have changed.
在世人看来，我们每一个人都一样，我们每个人都一天天的衰老，一天天的走向死亡。
In the eyes of the world, we are still the same. We're aging every day, and we're walking toward death.
但是在神的眼中，在我们自己的眼中，完全不是那么一回事。
But in the eyes of the Lord, in our own eyes, it's absolutely different.
所以今天呢，我想要分享的题目就是新造的人。
So the topic I want to share today is the new man.
The new creation.
The new creation.
A new man's okay. 好，在圣经里面，《哥林多后书》第5章17节。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17.
告诉我们说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。If
anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
所以我们是什么？我们是谁
？So who are we? What are we?
我们是新造的人。We
are a new creation.
因为在我们里面，神给了我们一个新的生命。Because
God has given us a new life.
这个是一个会渐渐长大的生命，是一个会。 让你越来越像主自己的生命，但是却是不会衰老的生命。
This is a new life that will keep growing, that will make us more and more like Christ, but it's a life that won't be aging.
这跟天然的生命是完全不一样的。
It's absolutely different from the natural life.
它一天天长大，但是却不会衰老。
It grows every day, but it doesn't age.
所以它每天都是新的。
So every day it's new.
而且永远是新的。
And it's always forever new.
不论今天我们 实际的年龄多大?
It doesn't matter how old you are.
无论你是20岁、30岁,
20 years old, 30 years old,
或者80岁、90岁,
or 80 or 90,
这是一个新的生命。
This is a new life.
你我是一个新造的人。
You and I, we are a new creation.
为着这样一个生命，我们实在要感谢主。
We really need to thank the Lord for this kind of life.
我们要感谢进入他的门，赞美进入他的院。We
need to enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise.
为着这个新的生命，我们一生一世要向他欢呼歌唱。For
this kind of life, we need to praise and thank the Lord for all the days of our life.
地上所有的开心的事情，不论多好的事情，只能让我们开心一阵子。
All the things in this world that will make us happy, it only makes us happy very temporarily.
然后就过去了。
And then they pass.
无论是什么新的东西，新车、新房子，很快都旧了。
Whatever new things, new houses, new cars, these will all age and become old.
甚至你的孩子进了Harvard，进了MIT， 你也只不过就是高兴一阵子而已。
Even if your child enters Harvard or MIT, you're only happy for a moment.
因为这些事情都是暂时的，都是会过去的，都是没有永恒价值的。
Because these things are all temporal, they will pass away. They don't have eternal value.
但是如果你信了主，
But if you believe on the Lord,
得到一个新的生命，
And you have a new life,
你就是一个新的人。
Then you become a new creation.
A new creation, a new man. 你信了主，不是叫你变得很 man， 是让你成为一个 new man.
You're not becoming manly, but you're becoming a new man.
因为我们在基督里成为一个新造的人。
Because in Christ we become a new creation.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的要好好的思想。
Then brothers and sisters, we really need to think about this.
我们是一个新造的人。
We are a new creation.
我们想到这件事情的时候，我们实在要喜笑颜开，我们实在要欢呼雀跃。When
we think about this, we have to be joyful. We have to really be thankful.
我们就是做梦也常常应该笑醒。
Even if we're dreaming, we should wake up with a smile.
我们真的要从地上跳起来来赞美神。
We need to jump up and praise the Lord.
诗篇第九篇第一节第二节那里说。
Psalm 9:1-2 says.
我们大家一起念好不好？
Let's read it together.
好，我们一起来念。我要一心称谢耶和华，我要传扬你一切的作，我要因你欢喜快乐。至高者啊，我要歌颂你的名。
I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
这样喜乐的赞美要成为我们心里的诗歌。
We have to have this joyful praise in our hearts as a hymn to God.
让我们常常向神唱这首喜乐的赞美的诗歌。
We should often sing this song of joy to God.
就是因为我们如今成为一个新造的人。
And it's because we have become a new creation.
讲到这个新造人的时候，
When we speak of the new creation,
圣经里面有一节非常非常宝贵的话。
The Bible has a very precious word.
在加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
去年夏天我们一起在查经班读加拉太书的时候，
Last year, when we studied the book of Galatians in our Bible study,
这是我们要求大家都要背诵的一节经文。
This was a verse that we required everyone to memorize.
我记得有一个弟兄不但用中文背下来，而且还用英文也背出来。
I remember there was a brother who not only memorized this in Chinese, but also in English.
希望今天我们也能够把它背下来。
I hope today we can also memorize this verse.
加拉太书二章二十节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It says in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以从神的这一段话我们知道，
So from this word we know that
我们现今已经与基督同钉十字架，
That we are now crucified with Christ.
因为我们与基督同钉了十字架，
Because we are crucified with Christ.
所以我们现在是活的还是死的？
Are we now dead or alive?
一个很自然的结论，当然我们现在是死的，因为一个钉十字架的人就是等于一个死的人。
Naturally, we will conclude that we are dead because if you are crucified, you're a dead person.
没有人能够从十字架上下来还是活的。
No one can come down from the cross and still be alive.
所以呢，我们是死的。
So we are dead.
这个死的呢，因为我们是死的，所以呢，我们叫做。死的人。
So, since we are dead, we are called dead people.
是 We are dead.
We are dead.
但是是什么死了呢？圣经告诉我们说，是我们老旧的生命死了。
But what is dead? It is the old life in us.
或者说我们里面的老人 old man 死了。
Or the old man in us has died.
所以就知道我们是哈，我们里面有一个旧人，这个旧人呢，已经与基督同钉十字架。
So in us, there is this old man, and this old man has been crucified with Christ.
人一出生就有生命。
When you are born, you have life.
请问大家，人出生带来的这个生命是一个新的生命，还是一个旧的生命？
Let me ask everyone, when a person is born, does that person have new life or old life?
你或许说，既然是一个新生儿，那么当然这个生命是新的。
You might say, this is a newborn baby, so of course this life must be new.
但是因为你没有带过孩子。
But that's because you don't have children.
如果你带过孩子，你仔细观察他的一举一动。
If you bring up children and you really observe their every action,
你一定会发现他的很多很多方面就像他的父母一样。
Then you'll find that in many, many ways, this child is just like his parents.
如果你生了一个很奇特、特别特别优秀的孩子，也不很像你，也不很像你太太。那么你追根溯源，一定很像你们家里面的哪一个人。
even if you have an exceptional child who is really unlike father or mother, you might be able to trace his character, his or her characteristics to someone in your family.
也就是说呢，在一个新生儿的身上，他的所有的东西都可以从前人的身上发现。
So, the life in a newborn child can be found in his family too.
所以从生命的本质上来讲，这个生命是一个旧的生命。
So, looking at the nature of this life, this is an old life.
没有一样是他自己的、独特的、别人所没有的。
There's nothing in his or her life that's just exceptional and different.
打一个比方。
Let's have an example.
你买了一个新的笔记本。
If you buy a new notebook. New laptop.
Yep. 它是新的，对不对？
It's new, right?
但是你知道，所谓的新只是它外面它的硬件，它的躯壳是新的。
But what's new about it is only the outside, the key, the hardware.
它里面的系统，它里面的系统的软件其实是旧的，是 Windows 7, Windows 8都是旧的。
But the inside is all old.
所以呢，这个新的软件其实呢是被旧的。新的硬件其实是被旧的软件所驱动、所控制、所操纵的。
So this new hardware is being activated and put into use by the old software.
它的功能、它的运行都在旧的系统里面。
So it's based on an old system.
人也是这样。
And we people are like that too.
我们的生命里边的软件是从父母来的。
So our life.Inside is like the software from our parents.
所有的人，整个人类追根寻源，我们生命的根源最终是从亚当来的。
And if you trace our origins, it all goes back to Adam.
如果我们的生命是亚当的生命，我们里面流的血是亚当的血，这个生命是新的呢，还是旧的？
If our life all goes back to Adam and our blood is from Adam too, then is this life new or old?
这是一个旧的生命。
This is an old life.
这是一个会犯罪的生命。
This is a life that sins.
所以我们每一个人都非常自然的都会说谎，都会欺骗。
So everyone, very naturally, we lie, we cheat.
我们会嫉妒，我们会贪心。
We envy, we covet.
我们会恨人，我们会发怒。
We hate people, we burst out in anger.
我们心里面有各样的污秽，各种看不见人的想法。
We have all kinds of wickedness and evil thoughts in our hearts.
都是旧的。
And these are all old.
这样的人，圣经给他一个称呼叫做旧人。
And the Bible has a name for this, and this is the old man.
因为他这个生命是亚当的生命，是旧的生命。
Because this life is from Adam, the life of Adam. It's an old life.
是我们每个人与生俱有，但是呢，又摆脱不掉。
We always have this life, and we can't put it away.
但是感谢主，圣经告诉我们说，如今这样一个旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
But God, thank God, He tells us that this old man has been crucified with Christ.
这个你过去从来没有办法胜过他的旧人，如今已经死了。
This old life that you have never been able to overcome in the past now has died.
加拉太书二章二十节，因为我们的旧人已经怎么样？已经与基督同钉十字架。
Galatians 2:20, our old man has been crucified with Christ.
所以我这个人是死的。
So this person, I am dead.
但是呢，保罗接下来说他还是活的。
But Paul continues to say that this person, I am alive.
他说，现今活着的。
It says now the person who the life
虽然死了，但是还活着。
Even though I have died, now I am living.
死的那个人叫做旧人。
The person that has died is called the old man.
那个活的叫做新人。
The living is called the new man.
什么是新人呢？
What is the new man?
还继续用那个比喻。
Let's continue to use the parable.
就是呢。一个旧的笔记本
An old laptop.
连那个盖儿都掉了，对不对？这是子萌的电脑。
It's bad.
你们发现键盘都没有了。
The keyboard is missing.
但是里面装了一个新的系统。
But if you put a new software, a new system inside of it.
这叫做一个新人。
Then that's a new man.
喜欢电脑的人都知道，现在基本上或者是微软的系统，或者是苹果的系统，是吧？
Now, if you're into computers, no matter if it's Apple or
Microsoft.
这
两个系统很不一样的。
These two systems are very different.
所以苹果有苹果的 fan.
Huh?
Apple fan.
Oh, fans. Yeah, there's Apple fans.
苹果的 fan 都不喜欢，他就不用那微软的系统，对不对？
Fans of Apple, they will refuse to use Microsoft.
喜欢微软的人也很讨厌苹果。
And fans of Microsoft really hate fans of Apple.
我外甥女呢，她爸爸给她一台苹果电脑。
My niece, she had a gift. It was an Apple computer.
但是呢，她不喜欢。
But she didn't like it.
所以她又装了一个微软的系统在里面。
So she put a Microsoft system inside the computer.
因为那是她所熟悉的。
Because it was what she was used to.
但是无论如何，这两个系统之间其实还是有很多共同相同之处。
Of course, these two systems, though different, have many similarities as well.
很多模仿抄袭的东西，你会了一个，其实转用另外一个不是很难。
So if you get used to one system, if you're trying to switch to another system, it's not that hard.
但是今天，在我们里面的两个人确实完全不一样。
But today, the two persons inside of us are totally different.
不同到一个程度。
They're so different.
他们完全是不兼容的，完全是 conflict.
They're in absolute conflict.
里面的旧人如果还活着，
If the old man is still living inside of you,
那个新人呢就不能活。
Then the new man cannot live.
或者说，如果我还活着，
So in other words, if I live,
那么就不是基督。
Then it's not Christ living.
如果基督活着，
If Christ lives,
那就不再是我。
Then it's no longer I living.
所以这两个生命，一个旧我，一个新我，一个旧人，一个新人，是完全不相同的。
So the new I, the old I, and the new man, the old man, they are just totally different.
没有一个地方是一样的。
There's no similarity whatsoever between them.
无论是界面，是设计师里面的指令，完全都是不一样的。
No matter whether it's the design, the structure, the commands, it's all different.
但是圣经告诉我们说，现今我活着是因为基督在我里面活着。
But the Bible tells us now we are living because Christ is living in us.
这是一个非常非常让我们难以明白的事。
This is something hard for us to understand.
就是神的儿子竟然愿意活在我的里面。
It's so hard to understand why God's Son would want to live in us.
以我这个身体为他的居所。
To have our bodies as his dwelling place.
住在像我这样渺小，这样卑微，内心又满了败坏的人里面。
To live in such a small, such a humble person who is so full of wickedness.
人都是一直换更大的房子，更好的房子。
People are always looking for bigger and better dwellings, bigger houses.
但是我们的主却愿意住在我们这卑微的人里面。
But the Lord is willing to live in us who are so humble and small.
然而圣经就是明明的这样告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us that this is so.
为什么？
Why?
以弗所书二章第四节第五节。
Ephesians 2:4-5.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy,
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression.
我们过去是死在罪恶和过犯之中。
In the past, we were dead in transgressions.
我们就是一个悲悲惨惨的人，我们是一个非常可怜的人，因为我们没有神。
We were pitiful, awful, because we didn't have the Lord.
然而神让我们与基督一同活过来，一同坐在天上。
But the Lord has made us alive in Christ to sit in heaven with Him.
我们从一个死了的人，如今变成一个活的人。
We turn from someone who is dead to someone who is alive.
在世上，在世界上没有一件事情比这个更为震撼人心。一个死的人，如今活过来，而且是在神眼里死的人，如今在神的眼里面是活的。
In this world, there's nothing so marvelous, so hard to understand, because now God has turned this dead person into someone alive in His eyes.
这样一个死而复活的事实，如今就发生在我们每一个信主的人的身上。
This reality of resurrection from death to life will happen in all of us who believe in the Lord.
神既有丰富的怜悯和他爱我们的大爱。
God, who is rich in mercy.
差派他的儿子今天住在我们的里面
Because of his great love, he has called his son to now live in us.
让他做我们的生命
To become our life.
让我们得着他生命里面一切丰富的供应各样属灵的天上的福气
So that we have all the abundance of Christ and heavenly blessings.
这就是基督如今住在我们里面
So this is Christ living in us.
加拉太书二章二十节接下来说并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己。
It continues to say in Galatians 2:20, The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
这里说我如今在肉身活着。
It says, The life I live in the body.
是因信神的儿子而活或说是因神儿子的信。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
告诉我们说我们每一个人都有一个肉身。
Tells us in this verse that we all have a body, a flesh.
而且我们活在这个肉身这个躯壳里面。
And we live in this body, in the shell of flesh.
我们在这个肉身里面所以呢我们受这个肉身种种各样的限制。
We live in this body, so we experience all kinds of limitations.
所以从外面看，我们在地上的日子一天天消失。
So from the outside, every day we are diminishing.
我们的肉身也一天天的衰残。
Our flesh is getting weaker every day.
但是呢，因为我们里面有一个新的生命。
But inside of us, because we have this new life,
我们可以跟以前活得不同。
We can live differently than before.
或者说我们可以有另外一个活法。
Or we can live in a different way.
过去我们怎么活呢?
How do we live in the past?
我们可以总结啊，我们基本上就是两件事。
There's two things we should.
一个是我们活呢，我们的活法哈，一个是呢凭肉体，一个是凭眼见。
There are two ways we live. One is based on the flesh. One is based on what we see, our sight.
什么叫做凭肉体?
What does it mean to live by flesh?
凭肉体呢，就是按照我们天然的我去活。
That is to live according to the natural me.
就是我想要怎么活就怎么活。
That is, however I want to live, that's how I'll live.
今年一月四号。在国内登记结婚的人特别多。
This year, January 4th, there were many people who registered for marriage.
登记结婚要排好长好长的队。
To register for marriage, you need to get in long lines.
因为呢，今年的1月4号是2013-0104。
Okay, well, if you put the numbers, it's 2013-0104.
那谐音呢，就是爱你一生一世，对不对？零一一三零一零四，就是爱你一生一世。
Oh. Because if you say it in Chinese, the numbers sound like I will love you all my life.
那么很多很多年轻人，他们带着非常美好的愿望，带着家人的祝福。 去登记结婚。
So many young people with their dreams in mind, with their parents' approval, go and register for marriage.
希望这个特别的日子能够给他们带来好运，给他们带来幸福。
This special day will give them luck and success.
可是前两天网上就报道说，四天以后就有一对小夫妻到杭州的余杭登记结婚婚姻登记处办理申请离婚。
But four days later, there was news of this one couple that has gone to Hangzhou to file for divorce.
Just married for 4 days.
Just married for 4 days.
这就是一个，这就是很多人的活法。
So this is how many people live.
或者说我们的旧人就是这样的活法。
Or we can say this is how the old man lives.
完全是按照我们天然的我，他那个天然的性情本性去活。
It's according to our old nature, the natural me.
一切都是以自我为中心，自己的喜好，自己的标准。
Everything is according to the self. It's a very self-centered life, according to one's own standards and interests.
无论是生活，是奋斗，是追求，都是根据我。
Whether it's your life, your ambition, it's all according to me.
因为讲到活法这件事情，是讲到我们的生活这个层面。
When we're talking about living, we're talking about life.
所以我们的经历也告诉我们，其实一个信了主的人，一个新人，也会有旧人的表现，还是呢凭着肉体在活。
So since we're talking about daily life, if you are a new man,Oftentimes, from our daily experience, we see that we are still living in the old man.
在我们的生活、学校、学习，在与人的相处，在教会的服事里面，常常还是企图呢，用我们的肉体来活出一个新的生命。
So oftentimes, whether in school and studies, in our service in church, in our relationships with different people, we are still living this new life with our old man.
靠着我们自己的力量。
So using our own strength,
想把这个新的生命表现出来。
We want to show this new life.
有一个弟兄，
There was a brother.
有一次和家里面人发生非常激烈的争执。
Who once had a huge argument with his family.
结果情急之下呢，他的家人就打了他一个耳光。
So under the heat of the moment, one of his family members just slapped him on the face.
这位弟兄就想起马太福音。
So this brother thought of Matthew, the Gospel Book of Matthew.
主耶稣说，若有人打你的左脸，你把右脸也让他打。
If someone slaps you on the right, left cheek, give him your right cheek.
所以他就对他的家人说，好啊，我让你再打一下。
So he told his family members, okay, you can slap me again.
结果没想到他家人真的又打了他一记耳光。
And he, to his surprise, his family, again slaps him again.
就我们的弟兄。气得要命，大声说：“你怎么真打呀？”
He was so angry. He yells, "How dare you actually slap me?"
这就是说，我们有了这个新的生命，我们知道我们应当怎样去行。但是呢，我们常常凭着自己，并没有力量去行。我们在肉体里的时候，我们常常还企图呢，用我们的肉体，用我们自己的力量。来过一个得胜的生活。
So even though we have this new life, we are always trying with our old life to live it out.
这是一种在灵里面不自然的生命。
This is very unnatural in our spirit.
圣经说，我们的日子如何，我们的力量如何。
The Lord says, as your strength is, that's how many days you'll live.
我们要让里面这个生命成长成熟。
We have to let this life in us grow and mature.
让这个生命能够自然的流露出来。
So this life can very naturally,
而不是像圣诞树上面所结的那些果子。
So it won't be like those little decorations on a Christmas tree.
那么旧人活法还有第二个特点。
There's a second way in which the old man lives.
就是呢，凭眼见。
And it's by sight.
看得见的，摸得着的，是真实的，是可靠的，是我们可以去依靠的。
Whatever you see, whatever you can touch, whatever is material to you, which you can trust.
所以我们靠什么呢？我们靠人，我们靠自己，我们靠钱财，我们靠一切属于物质的东西。
So we rely on people, we rely on ourselves, on money, on whatever is material.
因为我们觉得这些东西才实在。
Because we feel these things are real.
一旦这些东西失去了，
If we lose these things,
我们就惶惶不可终日，就像没头的苍蝇。
Then we feel
panic.
We panic.
那么我们信主之后，
After we believe on the Lord,
我们会发现我们有的时候还是会愁眉苦脸。
Sometimes you find that we're still in many struggles and we're still sad.
我们觉得各种各样的压力，生活的压力，工作的压力，家庭的压力，身体上的难处，环境上的难处，像排山倒海一样，常常向我们压来。
We feel so many pressures and stresses in our lives and we're always burdened and weighed down with them.
我们的肩膀上好像有好多好多的大山。
It's like we have so many mountains on our shoulders.
因为呢，我们虽然我们是新人，但是呢，我们旧人里面凭眼见的这种活法，我们还没有出去。
And this is because even though we are a new man, a new creation, but the old life in us that lives by sight has not been fully taken away.
我们满眼所看到的都是难处。
So wherever we look, we see all these troubles and difficulties.
那圣经怎么说呢？
But what does the Bible tell us?
一个新人，他的活法或者他的生活是应当完全不同的生活。
A new man, a new creation must live absolutely differently.
一个新人乃是因信而活。
A new man lives by faith.
不是凭着肉体，也不是凭着眼见。
Not living by sight, not living by the flesh.
新约圣经有一节经文出现了三次。
In the New Testament, there's a verse that comes up three times.
就是义人必因信得生。
For the just shall live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
The just shall live by faith.
格林多后书五章七节说，我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Second Corinthians chapter
five
verse seven, says that we live by faith, not by sight.
这就告诉我们说，一个新人的生活或者新人的活法，完全是依照信心而活。
So it tells us that a new man lives wholly by faith.
信心是关乎看不见的和属灵的事。
Faith is concerning things that we cannot see, what is spiritual.
因为我们所信的神是一个灵。
Because the God we believe in is a spirit.
所以呢，一个活在神面前的人乃是要凭信心而活。
So, a person who lives before the Lord must live by faith.
凡事都求眼见呢，是一种属世的稳妥。
It's a way of the world to always live based on what we see.
但是呢，如果凡事是凭着信心，这个是神给我们的属天的智慧。
But it is the wisdom of God to live by faith.
我们活在世上是靠着属地的稳妥呢，还是靠着属天的信心？
Do we live by the conventions of the world, or do we live by faith, by the wisdom of God?
我们的生活根基是在这些看得见的、摸着着的事物之上呢，还是在那个看不见但是却有永恒的价值的事情之上？
If we look at our daily living, is it based on the things we can see?Or is it based on what has eternal value?
这是对我们每一个人的挑战，因为这是我们每天都要面临到的。
This is a challenge for all of us because it's something we have to face every day.
眼见只承认这个世界所存在。
If you live by sight, you only acknowledge that the world only exists.
以为所看见的才是真实的。
You think that only what you see is what is real.
信心却是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
But faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
靠着信心的生活是一种属灵的生活。
If you live by faith, it's a spiritual life.
所以当一件事情临到我们的时候，
So if something happens to you,
信心告诉我们说，我们要依照我们对神的认识。
Faith tells us we have to rely on our experience of the Lord,
和我们对神话语的认识,
our understanding of the Lord, our understanding of His Word,
以及圣灵给我们的能力,
and the power of the Spirit,
来迈出信心的脚步,
to step forward in faith.
这个信心的脚步可能是你什么都不做,
sometimes this step of faith means not doing anything,
把一件事情完全的交给神,
to give something wholly up to God.
你所做的就是等候, 就是让神来做。
What you do is you wait for the Lord and you let the Lord do it.
在神的面前完全的安静。
To be still completely before the Lord.
这是对信心的考验。
This is a test of faith.
信心的脚步也可能呢是按照神所说的话，而就像基甸那样。在旧约里面那个基甸。
Other times, it's to have a step of faith is to be like the Old Testament Gideon.
带领300个勇士。
He led 300 warriors.
主动向米甸人的大军，一共是135,000人，米甸人的大军发起攻击。
He led an attack against the Midianites.
将他们一举击溃。
And completely destroyed them.
使他们不敢再抬头，以致以色列国有40年的平安。
So that the nation of Israel had 40 years of peace.
有一个少年人。
There was a young man.
他从小就很认识神。
He knew the Lord well since youth.
他认识神有三件事。
He understood three things about the Lord.
他认识神是有耳朵的。
He knows God has a listening ears.
所以呢，他垂听祷告。
Meaning God can listen to his prayers.
他认识神是有嘴的，有口。
He understands that the Lord has a mouth, a voice.
所以神可以说话。
The Lord can speak.
他也认识呢，神有手。
He also understood that the Lord has hands.
所以呢，他怎么说他就怎么做，完全照他的应许而行。
So whatever the Lord says, he will do. He goes according to his own promises.
这个少年人就叫戴德生。
And this young man was called Hudson Taylor.
他在中国北方的时候。
When he was in the north of China.
他讲道的时候常常说一句话。
He often said this in his preaching.
他说一个人若真有信心的话。
If a person really has faith.
他就能够把头放在空面缸里面唱三一颂。
What's 空面缸？
放面的那个 jar.
Okay.
Yeah, empty.
Okay. He can basically put his head inside a jar, an empty jar, and sing the doxology.
Doxology. 因为那个时候他们常常没有吃的东西，面缸常常是空的。
Because in those times, often the jars used for carrying grains were empty.
所以有一天呢，他的妻子叫他，
so、
把他叫到厨房。
So one day his wife told him to come into the kitchen.
戴德生弟兄问他什么事啊？
Hudson Taylor asked her, "What's the matter?"
他说，他妻子就对他说，我要你现在来唱三一颂。
I want you to sing the doxology right now.
结果戴德生到了厨房，一看面缸果然空了。
Hudson Taylor went into the kitchen and realized the jar was empty. That means they had no food to eat.
By the way, 那个三一颂就是我们圣徒诗歌里面的第三首。
The doxology, by the way, is number 3 in our hymn book.
然后呢，他的妻子对他说：“亲爱的，我听你讲到常常说，你如果有信心，啊，你有信心的时候才能够把头放在空面缸里唱三一颂。”他说：“现在。”面缸空了。
His wife told him, "I hear you often say in your sermons, if you really have faith, you'll sing the doxology with your head in an empty jar. And now the jar is empty. There's no more food."
把头放进去。
So put your head inside.
开始唱赞美真神万福源头。
So he put his head inside and started to sing praise. God from whom all blessings flow.
天下万有赞他不休。
Praise him, all ye creatures here below.
天上众军和声响应。天上众军。
Praise him, all ye heavenly hosts.
赞美圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
所以你的机会来了。
So she's like, she told him, This is your opportunity.
把你讲的道实行出来吧。
Do according to your sermon.
这个时候，那个空面缸在那里。
So at that time, that empty jar was right there.
戴德生弟兄摸摸口袋，什么都没有。
Hudson Taylor reached into his pockets and they were empty.
他也知道没有任何的捐款在路上。
And he knew there was no money coming their way.
他想要溜走。
He wanted to run away.
可是他妻子站在门口，不让他走。
But his wife was standing in the doorway. She didn't let him leave.
所以戴德生弟兄就说：“好，我可以唱三一颂。”
So Hudson Taylor said, "Yes, I can sing the doxology."
但是有一个条件。
But there's one condition.
你也要把头放到空面缸里和我一起唱。
You have to put your head inside and sing it with me.
因为你记得我们结婚的时候。
Because you remember when we got married.
你应许我说我们要同甘共苦，我们要同心。
You promised that you would go through everything with me, whether trials or hardship.
于是戴德生弟兄和他的妻子两个人 一起把头放在空面缸里面，唱三一颂赞美神。
So Hudson Taylor and his wife together, they put their heads in that empty jar and sang the doxology.
当他们这样做的时候，
When they did this,
心里面充满了喜乐。
They were full of joy inside.
他们唱完了把头从缸里拿出来的时候，脸上还有面粉。
When they took their heads out after singing, their heads were covered with a little flour.
但是因为他们在信心上迈出了这一步，
But because they took this step of faith,
虽然还没有看到成就，
even though they didn't see the result,
但是他们心里面满了喜乐。
But their hearts were full of joy.
他们知道神的话不会落空。
They knew God's word wouldn't go out in vain.
就在第二天。
The very next day.
有一个杂货店给他们送来了一袋面。
A store actually came and gave them a gift of a bag of flour.
直到最后，他们都不知道是谁送来的。
To the very end, they never knew who gave that gift to them.
他们只知道是天上的父知道他们的需要，就供应他们的需要。
They just knew that.Their heavenly father knew their needs and provided for them.
所以戴德生弟兄说，
So Hudson Taylor said,
他说主是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
主是我的牧者，这个是不是说主过去是我的牧者。
In this phrase, the Lord is my shepherd, the is not talking in past tense.
或者说主有时候是我的牧者。
It's not that the Lord was my shepherd or that he sometimes is my shepherd.
乃是从初一到三十，主天天是我的牧者。
But it's to say that from the very beginning to the very end, the Lord is my shepherd.
年年是我的牧者。
Every year he is my shepherd.
无论是在家在外，或顺或逆，或穷或富，主都是我的牧者。
No matter whether you're rich or poor, in hardship, in fortune,The Lord is my shepherd.
戴德生弟兄从英国到中国内地的时候，
When Hudson Taylor went from England to China,
最初呢，在银行里面只有他的那个机构存入的十英镑。
Oh, he only had £10 in the bank from the mission organization.
就是十英镑。
Only £10.
但是因着他在神面前的信心。
But because of the faith he had before the Lord,
他不募捐。
He didn't call for donations. Call for donations. He didn't ask others to donate.
Fundraising. 也不像。
Yeah, he didn't fundraise.
Yeah, 也不向人开口，也不贷款。
He didn't tell anyone, and he didn't take out any loans.
只是凭着信心仰望神。
He just relied on the Lord through faith.
所以呢，他就是凭着这样的信心。
So it was by faith.
在中国内地11个省打开福音之门。
It was by faith that he brought the gospel to 11 provinces in China.
是十几万的中国人受洗归入主。
Tens of thousands of Chinese came to the Lord.
这就是一个新的人在信心里面的生活，是不是凭着肉体，也不是凭着眼见。
And this is the life of a person who lives by faith, not by the flesh, not by sight, but by faith.
神把同样的生命，同样的信心赐给我们每一个人。
God has given the same life, the same faith to each one of us.
神要我们不断地来追求，来认识他。
God wants us to keep coming to know Him, to pursue Him with our heart.
因为我们越认识他，我们越能够在信心的道路上不断地向前去。
Because the more we understand the Lord, the more we can step forward in faith.
我们越在信心的道路上向前去，我们越认识他。
And the more we step forward in faith, the more we get to know the Lord.
我们知道哥林多后书五章十七节告诉我们说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
We know 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
这讲到这个新人的第一个方面。
This tells us the first point about the new creation.
就是在地位上。
Which is, in position,
我们是在基督里面。
We are in Christ.
所以我们这个新人是一个，首先是一个新人的地位。
So first, being a new man is having this new position.
我们在基督里。
This position is in Christ.
是一个新造的人。
And in Christ, we are a new creation.
加拉太书二章二十节说。
Galatians 2:20 tells us,
如今我在肉身活着，是因为基督在我里面活着。
Therefore, I live because I live in Christ.
所以呢，不单单是我们在基督里面这样一个地位，而且呢，基督也在我们里面。
So not only do we have this position in Christ, but Christ is also living in us.
基督在我们里面，这是一个事实。
Christ in us is a reality.
这是神开恩让我们看到的事实。
This is something God has shown us by His grace.
今天谁活在我们里面？
Today,
谁活在这个新人里面？
Who lives in this new creation?
是基督，是神的儿子。
It's Christ, the Son of God.
是他来做我们的生命。
It's He who is going to be our life.
这是一个事实。
This is a reality.
只要你接受了，你信了主。
As long as you have received the Lord Jesus.
神就把那个生命给你，神的儿子就住在你里面。
Then God has given you this life, and God's Son lives in you.
第三点。
The third point.
在腓立比书一章二十节，保罗那里说：“我如今活着就是基督。”
Philippians 1:20 says, "Therefore I."
1:21
says, "Therefore I live in Christ."
No, I live in Christ.
Okay. For to me to live is Christ.
不要以为保罗在这里是说大话，说我活着就是基督。
Don't think that Paul is boasting here, saying for me to live is living is being Christ.
因为不单单我们在基督里面。
Because not only are we in Christ.
不单单基督在我们里面。
Not only is Christ in us.
我们在信心里面生活的时候，就是我活着就是基督。
It's when we are living in the Spirit that for me to live is Christ.
这就是我们每天的经历。
This is our daily experience.
这是一个信心的生活的表现。
This is the manifestation of faith in us.
我们如果真的是活在神的面前，我们真正依靠这样一个信心活在神面前的时候，就是像保罗所说的，我活着就是基督。
If we are truly living before the Lord, having this faith before Him, then we can say with Paul, "For to me to live is Christ."
神给我们何等大的恩典！
The Lord gives us such grace.
把我们放在基督里面。
To put us in Christ.
又让基督活在我们里面。
And also to have Christ live.
又让我们把基督活出来。
And also to have us live out Christ.
所以，我们活着就是基督，这就是这个新人。他的最高的境界。
So this is the highest point that the new man can reach. For me to live is Christ.
是他生命最显著的特征。
This is the greatest manifestation of the nature of the life in him.
义人必因信得生。
So the just shall live by faith.
当我们主回来的时候，
When the Lord returns,
我们如何的迎接他？
how are we welcoming him?
路加福音八章第十八节，十八章八节。
Luke 18:8。
那里说，主耶稣说：“然而，人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的吗？或者说，遇得见世上有信的吗？”
There, the Lord asks, "However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?"
人子来，他要找什么样的人？
When the Son of Man comes, what kind of a person is he looking for?
你去迎接主的时候，你凭什么去迎接他？
When you welcome the Lord back to earth, how are you welcoming him?
神要找的是信他的，是在那里面有信的。
The Lord is looking for people who believe in him, who have faith in them.
我们知道许多属灵的伟人，他们的非常非常激励人心的故事。
We know of many biographies and great stories of people who have lived in faith.
我们非常喜欢听，比方说戴德森弟兄的故事。
We love hearing stories of, for example, Hudson Taylor.
但是，所有这些故事最终要告诉我们。
But the most important thing we must learn from these stories
是义人必因信得生
is that the just shall live by faith.
而这个信今天在你的里面，也在我的里面。
And this kind of faith is in you and is in me.
神也把这样信心能够活出来的生命也赐给我们。
And God has given us the life that can live out such faith.
我们神要我们所做的就是能够顺从，能够跟从他。
So what the Lord wants us to do is to obey and to follow.
在每一件事上，当他引导我们的时候
，In everything when He leads us,
我们都能够跟得上。
He wants us to follow.
神会给我们许多的机会，让我们来操练，来跟从他。
God will give us many opportunities to exercise this faith and follow him.
其实他今天之所以把我们留在地上，就是要把这些机会给我们。
Actually, the reason why the Lord has left us here on earth is to give us these opportunities to learn.
让我们成为一个因信活在他面前的人。
To help us become a person who will live by faith on earth.
所以就像圣经说的，让我们可以渐渐有造他主的形象。
So that gradually we will become more and more like the Lord Jesus.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们首先还是要来感谢你。
Lord Jesus, first and foremost, we must thank you.
因着你对我们的怜悯和你的爱，主啊，你自己把生命赐给我们。
Because of your mercy and love, you gave your own life for us.
那我们今天活在这个世上，我们是靠着这个新的生命而活。
So that while we are living on this earth, we can live by this new life.
主，我们更感谢你，主，你把圣灵也赐给我们。
We thank you even more for your Holy Spirit that you have given us.
你的圣灵能够把我们带入一切的真理，让我们能够明白你的话。
Your Holy Spirit can lead us into all truth and help us understand your word.
圣灵也把那从死里复活的能力赐给我们。
The Holy Spirit also gives us the power of resurrection from death to life.
主，我们是在求你帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that you can help us.
让着因你已经为我们所预备的一切，主啊，我们实在能够就凭着信心能够活在你的面前。
So that we can truly live by faith before your presence to live out everything you have prepared for us.
主啊，让我们不单单在地位上，我们成为一个新人。
So that we not only become a new creation, in position.
并且我们在生命里面，在我们的生活里面，能够将这个新人能够活出来。
But also that we can live out the new man in our life, in our daily living.
使他在我们的里面可以渐渐的长大。
That this new man can keep growing in us.
能够更像造他主的形象。
It can grow to be more and more like the likeness of Christ.
主，我们把一切感谢、赞美、颂赞都归给你。
Lord, we give you all praise and thanksgiving.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.